At 12 minutes past seven. Now, who decides what scientists get up to? Well, the people who employ them, obviously, industry, the pharmaceutical companies, the various research institutions, and them, the scientists themselves. So what about us, the public? After all, it's our lives. They're changing. Shouldn't scientists be much more involved in public debate than they have been? Well, Martin Rees, Lord Rees, the president of the Royal Society, one of the country's most respected scientists, thinks so. Indeed, he's warning today that we risk sleepwalking into a future shaped by extremists. Lord Rees is with me here in the Royal Society. In what sense sleepwalking, Lord Rees?
Well, my main point is that technology and science are changing the world in the 21st century faster than ever and in more drastic ways.
Faster than we've ever changed, if you think, really, considering what's happened in the 19th, 20th century?
I think so, potentially. I think to predict what the world will be like in 2100 is even harder than it would have been for H.G. Wells in 1900 to predict our present world. Mm. And so I think we face challenges where we can ourselves determine the world, and indeed we are ravaging the biosphere in ways that could not have happened in previous centuries. And my main theme in my talk is that science and the world faces ever more complex issues such as climate change, stem cell research and nuclear power, and how science is applied and prioritized should not be decided just by the scientists. These choices should be made after the widest possible discussion by the public,
but I mean,
mindful of the best scientific evidence.
But if you put climate change and, let's say, stem cell research together, obviously they're completely different. We want stem cell research, we don't want the kind of climate change we're having. Who decides what we do in regard to stem cell research? I mean, do scientists themselves say now what might be the effect on society, or do they simply say we can do this, therefore we will?
I think the scientists don't have the overriding choice in what is allowed by the regulations. The scientists should make clear exactly what the benefits are, exactly what's involved in the experiments, and they should engage with the public. And indeed, I think in the UK, we have a good record because we have a good system of regulation for stem cells, because the scientists engaged with parliamentarians and journalists early on, and that led to a regulation system which is frankly a good deal better than they have in the United States. So that's a model, I think, of how we should conduct these other debates, to get engaged early on.
And who are the extremists, and what are they doing that worries you? I know it isn't the sort of language that you normally use, but perhaps didn't use in this particular case, but who are they?
Well, what I meant to imply is that there is a tendency for minority strident views to get exaggerated attention.
Simply because they are strident.
Well, they are, and of course, in programs like the Today program, you like to have a good debate.
Surely
and,
not. Good debate, that's right.
Good debate, okay. And obviously, it's good to have two opposing viewpoints, and what is often obscured is that the viewpoints may be very unbalanced, in the sense that 99% of people may share some view, and there may be a few mavericks. Let me give an example. It used to be controversial whether smoking caused lung cancer. It used to be controversial whether HIV caused AIDS, but now there are a few mavericks who deny those things, but very few. And in the case of climate change, it's probably going the same way, in that there is a strong consensus that climate change is a serious matter.
Name names. Who are the extremists?
I think it would be inappropriate.
I knew you'd say that.
I think you know them better than I do.
I thought you might say. A lot of people here in this audience, talking to them earlier, are worried about the way creationism is getting a grip on us.
Well, I think fortunately we are not in the grip of it in the way that the United States is. All I would say about that is that I am myself a scientist who...
thought you were going to say I'm a creationist for a moment. But
but what I wanted to say was that I feel that science is part of our culture, and anyone is culturally deprived who can't really appreciate how our universe evolved from the mysterious beginning to creation of atoms, stars, planets, biospheres, and eventually brains that can wonder about it all and share the wonder and the mystery. And I think that's a marvelous story which is part of our culture.
And those who argue the other are extremists. Is that right?
No, I would say they're impoverished.
Impoverished. All right. Well,
the view that I am taking, I think, is shared not just by scientists, but by most people, including most mainstream religious people.
All right, well, let's just get a couple of views from here, from people. Yes, you, sir.
My name is Tim Jarvis. The point I wanted to make is that I think this evolution versus creationism debate is indicative of the idea in our society that opinion matters more than fact, analysis, deduction, inference.
Now, whose facts? That's the trouble, isn't it?
David Cahoon from UCL. The fact that people like Nigel McCoy running the city academies, who for a paltry contribution of 2 million out of 50 million get to enforce views which are complete at the nutty fruitcake end of the religious spectrum. These aren't ordinary faith schools. These are really extremely crazy views.
But he's entitled to them, isn't he? I mean, we're entitled, that's the point of a free society, isn't it? We're entitled to crazy views.
I don't mind him advocating that the earth was created 6,000 years ago when everybody knows that it's not, but I do object to him being subsidized to the extent of 50 million and the total running cost by the taxpayer to preach this to kids. Huh? That's the disgrace. And Tony Blair brushes it aside as though it was irrelevant and unimportant. It's not.
Is there a general view in the room? I mean, you can just shout if you like, that creationism is, as Sir Martin, Lord Rees says, it isn't getting a grip. Do you think it is? I mean, you just generally, awful lot of heads nodding at that thought. So there we are. Lord Rees, we look forward to your lecture later today. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
The Mayor of London, Ken Livingstone, wants a competition in